The Lord is kind and merciful. And what will be our response with this merciful God and full of kindness? And our gospel is teaching us to have the response of repentance and help others to repent. Jesus in our gospel today reminded the Pharisees that the Galileans killed in the temple by order of Pilate were dead not because they were sinners nor more guilty than them. Also, the 18 people who died under the rubble of the tower were not dead because they were worse sinners than them. No, their death was not a punishment, it was an accident. And this event is a call to repentance for those who were spared. Jesus told them, "I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Those people who informed Jesus about the crime of Pilate have thoughts of violence and revenge. Jesus wants them to review their stand and give up relying on the power of the sword. Unfortunately, they were not ready to convert, and 40 years later, they were all massacred on the year 70, the fall of Jerusalem. Moses in our first reading escaped from Egypt into the desert when he was 40 years old, and he became a shepherd of the flock of his father-in-law for 40 years. And now when God called him to be the leader of his people, to lead them free out of slavery from Egypt, he was 80 years old, a veteran, a seasoned shepherd who knows how it is to live in the wilderness. Mindful of his covenant, God came down to rescue his people from slavery in Egypt through Moses. And faithful to that same covenant, he sent Jesus to redeem all peoples from destruction, to free us from our slavery to sin and death. Saint Paul in our second reading taught that God's saving deeds in Exodus were written down for the church, intended as a prelude and foreshadowing of our baptism by water, our liberation from sin, our feeding with the spiritual food and drink in the Holy Eucharist. Yet these events were also given as a warning that being children of Abraham by baptism for us is no guarantee that we will reach the promised land of our salvation. There is no automatic salvation. It's not enough to have believed in Jesus Christ, the new Moses, or to be baptized crossing the Red Sea, to have received the Spirit, protection of the cloud, to eat the Eucharist. The bread and wine correspond to the manna and the water from the rock in the desert. There is no principle that usually used by the Protestant, once saved, always saved. Our salvation is a relationship with God. It's not automatic, so that's why we have to continue to renew our love for God. One must lead a consistent life, otherwise we too can go astray, like the children of Israel in the desert. So Jesus is calling us today to repentance, to reform our lives and be converted. We may ask, what is repentance? What does it mean to repent? Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1431 says, interior repentance is a radical reorientation of our whole life, a return, a conversion to God with all our heart, an end of sin, a turning away from evil with repugnance towards the evil actions we have committed. At the same time, it entails the desire and resolution to change one's life with the hope in God's mercy and trust in His grace. There is no limit to God's mercy, but there is limit on our side when to receive it. We have limited time here on earth and we don't know when our last chance is. Conversion does not mean to turn away from sin only. It is to desire what God desires. It is to align our will with His will. It is not a one-time change of heart, but an ongoing daily transformation of our lives, which we reach the promised homeland in heaven. A conversion of heart or a repentance that is very current in our time today, of course, the conversion of Abby Johnson, who was a manager of the Planned Parenthood, and for 8 years he worked there thinking he was helping women by having abortion. But when he saw what's happening during abortion in the process of because they put it in the ultrasound, and so he converted and become now pro-life. And of course his story of his life is being shown this coming weekend, so I encourage you to watch that you can see the hand of God and how this conversion, repentance from sin, is really at work, and we can see it in the movie. So I encourage you all to watch and know what is repentance. Let us accept the lesson from the parable of the fig tree, that this extra time that God has given to us is for a purpose, as a chance for us to bear fruit with good works, as an evidence of our repentance. Lent should be for us like the season of reprieve given to the fig tree, a grace period in which we let the gardener, Jesus Christ, cultivate our hearts, uprooting what chokes and the divine life in us, and is strengthening us to bear fruit that will last to eternity. Let our Savior Jesus Christ uproot those things that keep us away from God, of course, first of all, by coming to confession or Holy Sacrament of Reconciliation. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, the Mother of Mercy, help all of us to receive God's mercy and love. Amen.